Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Brotherly Love and Charity. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 2 reads, Brotherly love must continue. Do not neglect hospitality, because through it some have entertained angels without knowing it. I have just read from the New English Translation. Have you ever come in contact with someone you immediately liked because they reminded you of someone you know and love? The reason you favor such people has nothing to do with them personally. It's simply because they bring to mind someone you truly care about. I have experienced situations where I am naturally inclined to favor someone simply because they resemble someone I know and love. The favor and kindness these people received from me were simply because they reminded me of someone I deeply cared for. But what is the difference between brotherly love and charity in Scripture? Charity refers to the care, kindness, and consideration we show to others because they are human beings created in the image of our Heavenly Father. Since people bear the image of God, we are called to love them, knowing that our Father loves them too. Loving others because they reflect God's image is not just a good idea, it's a requirement. Scripture even describes it as a debt we owe. See Romans 13, verse 8. Brotherly love, on the other hand, goes deeper. It is the love we show to fellow believers because they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. This love is akin to the natural affection that exists between siblings who share a common family heritage. When we give to our spiritual siblings, we are, in a sense, giving to ourselves because we see them as part of us. The bond that unites believers is stronger than flesh and blood. It's a shared destiny that transcends time and space. Believers who do not recognize this truth and act contrary to it do so at their own peril. For instance, 1 Corinthians 11 verse reveals that many believers are weak and some even fall asleep, a euphemism for death, because they do not rightly discern the Lord's body. Go into today remembering that you have a responsibility to show love to all people because they bear the image of our Father. You also have an even greater obligation to love your Christian brethren, not just because they bear the image of our Father, but because we are all part of one body and members of the same family. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 81 to 83. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 81 to 83.
Psalm 81, for the director of music, according to Gittith of Asaph.
Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin the music, strike the timbrel, play the melodious harp and lyre. Sound the ram's horn at the new moon, and when the moon is full, on the day of our festival. This is a decree for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. When God went out against Egypt, he established it as a statute for Joseph. I heard an unknown voice say,
I removed the burden from their shoulders. Their hands were set free from the basket. In your distress, you called, and I rescued you. I answered you out of a thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear me, my people, and I will warn you. If you would only listen to me, Israel, you shall have no foreign god among you. You shall not worship any god other than me. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat. With honey from the rock, I would satisfy you.
Psalm 82, A Psalm of Asaph.
God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance."
Psalm 83, a song. A Psalm of Asaph.
O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear. Do not stand aloof, O God. See how your enemies growl, how your foes rear their heads. With cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish.
"Come,"
they say,
"let us destroy them as a nation, so that Israel's name is remembered no more."
With one mind they plot together. They form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagrites, Byblos, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the people of Tyre. Even Assyria has joined them to reinforce Lot's descendants. Do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like dung on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeab, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmanna, who said, "Let us take possession of the pasture lands of God." Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest, or flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame, Lord, so that they will seek your name. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.